Here in eastern North Carolina, pre-Civil War, a thriving African-American community started churning into existence and a part of what we now know as New Bern. Dryboro had humble beginnings as only the second incorporated town in Craven County. By mid-century, it boasted many professional residents and its own hospital and library. After the Great Fire of New Bern in 1922, much of Dryboro was leveled. The community never made a true comeback, but it is making its mark on history with an expected designation as a National Historic District, part of downtown New Bern. Mac McKee has more today on Dryboro and why this historic African-American community may finally get the recognition it deserves.
On Wednesday, a public meeting facilitated discussion on the nomination process. New Bern City Planner and Historic Preservation Commission Administrator Kevin Robinson says the city's preservation plan gives priority status to Dryboro.
We've got four other historic districts here, and none of them tell the African-American side of the story in New Bern. And so that's very helpful, and it's very important that we recognize that.
Robinson says a State Historic Preservation Office grant of $15,000 was awarded in July for a survey of the area to determine more accurately the age of standing historic structures. The survey also lists the architectural details and historical significance of each building.
It would be preferable that Dryboro be its own standalone National Historic District. However, with its size and some of the features that have been lost, State Historic Preservation Office and others involved felt it would probably be better at this time to add it to the National District downtown. So this will be basically an annex to downtown, an extension of downtown.
Situated at the edge of New Bern, Dryboro was incorporated in 1806. Retired educator and native of New Bern, Ethel Martin Staton, grew up in the community. She's also the founder of the historic Dryboro Neighborhood Association.
A lot of people were coming in to live into the area to work on the train tracks and to work in the train depot and what have you, which was actually a growing thing at the time. And one of the reasons that New Bern eventually annexed Dryboro, due to the fact that she was losing her popularity and economic status to Fayetteville, Wilmington, and other places that were really where the trains were taken off.
Originally, the town was located north of Queen Street to Cypress Street and from West Street to Howard Street. The boundaries of the community grew as its popularity among African Americans gained steam. Staton says Dryboro was home to many prominent African American leaders, including John Thomas Barber, better known as J.T. Barber, who served as the first principal of West Street School. It was also home to the first African-American model for Pepsi-Cola, Loretta Smith.
I.H. Smith Sr. was one of the prominent persons, and of course he was very instrumental in developing houses into Dryboro, and the section that he developed became known as Smithtown.
Smithtown, along with the community of Dryboro, was devastated by the Great Fire of New Bern in 1922. City Planner Robinson says there are only a few original buildings still standing.
I believe that there are a couple churches that survived the fire. I believe two of them may have been moved, but they are the original structures. And I think at least two houses as well on the northern end of Dryboro that did manage to survive the fire. There's at least a handful of properties that predate the fire, and it's going to be really important to kind of document those.
The study, which will give more information on the history of Dryboro landmarks, will be completed in late spring. Robinson says they have until August to submit the surveys and nominations for National Historic Designation. It could be December before Dryboro makes its name in the National Register. If the designation is granted, Robinson says tax credits could help fund the restoration of what's left of historic structures in Dryboro. I'm Mac McKee.